Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now the new pitching coach of the Chicago Cubs, Tommy Harvey, joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, what a whirlwind it's been for you over the last week, getting named the pitching coach and now going to the winter meetings and being able to talk to your guys differently. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with the pitchers in the past so we can kind of catch Cub fans up as to your connection with them as you move into the pitching coach job.
Yeah, absolutely. I was lucky to be with some of those guys in camp in 2014 as a player and as a, you know, in a minor league free agent deal and a big league camp invite. And you know, I knew after I threw that last pitch that spring training, I was probably going to be done. My shoulder didn't feel very good. So, you know, started that transition between my playing career and kind of what I wanted to do after. And a lot of that was being this bridge between the analytics departments, the front office, and the coaches and players, and just really help them understand what information is out there and how to use it, you know, with our pitchers. So as the last, you know, 4 years have evolved and those relationships have evolved, you know, my job really became working with Borzello on the game planning part of it, but even more than that too, working with our pitchers on the mechanics and what pitch data was telling us and how to help shape pitches and make pitches better, how to sequence better, how to look for mechanical adjustments that need to be done. So those relationships and have evolved over the last 4 years. And I feel like we're in a good place now where, you know, leading into spring training, we're going to be all on the same page, and we've worked together for a while now.
It's a fascinating time in baseball, Tommy. Tampa has a 28-year-old guy, a Princeton graduate with a math degree, who went from analytics in the front office. He's going to be wearing a uniform as an assistant coach this year. You are a pitcher, and so you've got everything. You're a guy who has pitched and understands mechanics, but you are coming at it from the analytics side. You're kind of a unique hire around the game in that way. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think the most important thing teams are realizing now is just how difficult some of this information is. Mm-hmm. And having somebody in that position that can relay the information or just help break it down and give it, you know, one nugget to a John Lester or to a Quintana, something that matters instead of having them have to dig through all that information. And, you know, it's a trend I think you're going to start seeing even more across baseball. But I think that what's even more important, what I hope people understand with me is, even though I do understand some of the analytics stuff and I am able to relate to players, we have a great support group around us. And I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything about analytics and I know everything about pitching, but I promise you we have amazing people in our front office that know a lot about analytics and can help us dive into stuff. And then we have great pitching coaches around us. We're going to have, you know, Lester Strode's been in the organization for 31 years. So we're now on the implementation phase when we have things we want to try to get done. We've got a good group of people around us.
Tommy Harvey, the new pitching coach of the Chicago Cubs, joining us in Inside the Clubhouse. He's Matt. I'm Bruce. Here for you every Saturday from 9 to 11, talking baseball 52 weeks out of the year. Tommy, how far are we away from having a LED board up in the club, up in the dugout, where actually you can go to those analytics and just go through your computer on the wall as you're watching the game and coaching it with a guy like Joe Maddon? How far are we away from those type of situations being in a major league dugout?
You know, I honestly don't think we're that far away. The way MLB has built out the iPads and how they've pushed what we're able to do on those iPads, I think soon you're going to start having some more organic, things that you can actually interact with during the game instead of just watching video on those iPads where you're just looking at data or a spreadsheet or a PDF that you've already put on there. So I don't know about having, you know, the one thing with MLB, you're always careful about what you put in the dugouts because you don't want communication between the upstairs front office or scouts and the coaches. But I don't think it's far down the line where you're going to have people that in the dugout have more interactive processes and kind of help you, make decisions during the game.
Yeah. And maybe like the NFL at some point, Major League Baseball says, go ahead. You can have a headset. You can have an earpiece for your pitcher or your catcher. Go ahead. We'll make sure we'll monitor those lines and make sure they're not tapped into.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's always different with baseball, when you talk about the headsets like quarterbacks have, or they communicate with quarterbacks, is anytime you're putting something in your ear as a pitcher, that's something I get a little leery of just because of the feel of it. Now you have guys that are going to have to start, understanding and practice pitching with things in your ear if it falls out, all those things. But you're right. I don't think we're too far away from having stuff like that just to speed the game up and have some quick lines of communication. But again, for right now, you take what's available to you, you take what you can do, and you try to get the best out of it.
Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottovy is with us here on Inside the Clubhouse. Tommy, so used to the image of a crusty old pitching coach running out there and telling a guy, hey, you're doing something with your shoulder, right? Or like, your foot seems to be dragging and picking up on some little mechanical change. And then people hear us talking about analytics as much, but if they're really listening, you are talking about mechanics. You are talking about release point. You are talking about some of that stuff. It's not just numbers. It's like quantifiable scouting, right? Like you will be going out there talking about specifics of mechanics and rotation and delivery with guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great way to describe it, that quantitative scouting. You're always going to go off of what you see with your eyes, and you want to make sure you understand what you're seeing with the pitcher. But what data helps you do now, with all this analytics helps you do, is pinpoint the exact things that are going wrong in a delivery. So now we can have our idea of what we're seeing, and then all of a sudden you go look at the information, you look at the analytics, you say, you know what, I was either right, so let's go act on it, or I was wrong, this is what's actually going on, and now let's figure out how to fix it. So that's the big thing that I think people, maybe don't get to see, is how it's all analytics or it's all, pitching mechanics. They're completely intertwined, and how we can use them to help guys get better just makes it that much faster. And when you can see that information, you can make that adjustment. And now all of a sudden you're doing something based off of facts rather than just an overall opinion of what you're seeing.
The high fastball and curveball combination that has beaten the Cubs and lots of teams with their launch angle over the past couple of years, is that trend going to continue across baseball, you think, Tommy?
For me, as long as hitters keep trying to, embrace the launch angle stuff, I think it will. I think it is cyclical, though. I bet, eventually there's going to be teams are just going to get fed up with it, and they're going to say, look, we got to get back to this approach. We got to get back to doing this, and then you get right back to throwing the sinker. I think pitchers for us, we're always able to adjust a little quicker, and I think we're always – so yes, the elevated fastball, good high-spin curveball is playing because of the approach a lot of the hitters. Now, 10, 15 years ago, it was sinker sliders. So, I think it will – adjust as the hitters adjust. The one thing I try to do with our pitchers, we just try to stay on top of when those changes are happening and be able to make the adjustments off of that.
Tommy, in closing with you, Matt and I certainly appreciate your time and congratulations on the new job. When you look at Tyler Chatwood going into 2019, how much of it is between his ears and how much of it is a mechanical adjustment or two that he needs to make going forward to regain some of that quality that he's had in his game over the past 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, I think with not only Chatwood, but with all of our pitchers, it's a blend. It's always a blend of the mental side and the physical side. And you'll read a book like Tewksbury wrote that 90% mental. It's so much of what we do every day. You work on the physical side, you do your drills, you do your strength and conditioning work, you do your athletic training, we have nutritionists, you have all these people that can help you on the physical side, the fundamental side. But the mental side is such an important part of the game, because in the end, you're out there and the lights are on and you're on the mound, you're by yourself. it's you and your thoughts, and it's you and your approach. So I think it's a combination. You know, really, I think it's simplifying things for him physically and giving him one or two nuggets that he can focus on and make his keys mechanical side. And then again, it's continuing to work through situations mentally and be prepared for when they arise. And I think when you do that preparation, and he's such a hard worker, as all of our guys are, when you do that preparation work, you do it mechanically, you do it in the pen, you work on your mental side. You know. I think the goal obviously is to continue to get better with all of our guys, and we're going to keep trying to do that.
Tommy, appreciate it. Congratulations on the new job. Happy holidays to you and your family. Look forward to seeing you at the Cub Convention very soon, within a month.
Absolutely. You too, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.